The word who can very often be seen teaming up with singular verbs like is. Who is that? Who is taking you to the prom? Do you know who is right in this matter? Examples of who teamed up with other singular verbs might include who goes there, who wants dessert, and who runs faster, Steve or Joe. We never really give a moment's thought to the verb form we'll pair up with who in sentences like these. We just know that these singular verbs sound natural and all the alternatives do not. Who are taking you to the prom? Do you know who am right in this matter? Who want dessert? Who run faster? These all sound wrong because they are wrong. That's a no-brainer. But every once in a while, you come across a sentence where a form like who am or who run is actually correct. And almost always, these are sentences that begin with the word it, followed by is or some other verb of being. It is I who am the fastest runner. It is they who are hosting the get-together. It is we who want dessert. Remember that who want dessert by itself is wrong, but with it is we in front of it, the whole thing changes and want becomes wants. Why? Because these are two different uses of the pronoun who. In who wants dessert, who is functioning as something often called an interrogative pronoun. It's all about asking a question and, as established by centuries of usage, it's paired with a singular verb. But in it is I who am the fastest runner, who is doing a different job. It's functioning as something called a relative pronoun. And unlike the interrogative pronoun, it doesn't stand alone to represent the idea of a single unknown person. Instead, it refers back to another noun or pronoun in the sentence. The word who in it is I who am the fastest runner refers back to the word I. So unlike interrogative who, which answers to no one, relative pronoun who must match the word it refers to. In grammar speak, we would say it must agree with its antecedent. So in it is I who am here, the verb am is correct because it goes with I am. In it is they who want dessert, the verb want is correct because it agrees with they want. And in it is we who run the fastest, you use run instead of runs precisely because you'd say we run and not we runs. This actually shows you an easy trick to remember how to handle these rare situations. Whenever you're faced with a sentence like this and you're not sure which form of the verb goes after who, just pretend the word who isn't there, and that will show you the verb form that matches your real subject. They want. I am. We are. Because the word who, in sentences like these, really just refers back to that subject anyway. So once you identify the real subject of the verb, it's pretty easy to find a match for it.